السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. وقال تعالى: ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا عظمت أمة الدنيا نزعت منها هيبة الإسلام، وإذا تركت الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر حرمت بركة الوحي، وإذا تسابت أمتي سقطت من عين الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and elders, it is indeed the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is indeed the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the ni'mat of iman. Far greater than the bounty of wealth, far greater than the bounty of health, far greater than the bounty of life itself is the ni'mat of iman. In fact, if a person is living life without the bounty of iman, then life itself cannot be considered ni'mat. Rather, that life will be a means of the person's distress in the hereafter. So it is indeed the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this bounty of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. For us to understand what it means to be a reciter of this kalima, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, asks them, should I not tell you about the last person or the person who will, or the last person who will enter Jannah? Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they said, oh, definitely, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we want to know about the last person to enter Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this will be a person that will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that he will be crawling. Why will he be crawling? Because of the life that he had lived. He had probably lived a life of ma'asiyat, a life of disobedience. Possibly his iman was so slight, it was possible that he had only recited the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with ikhlas once in his life. He did not follow it up with any actions. So the effect of his disobedience, of his ma'asiyat, would have taken a toll on him because of the time that he had spent in the fire of Jahannam. So on account of this, he will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that he is crawling. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then tell him, idhab wadkhul jannatak, that you go and you enter Jannah. The words of the hadith, fayukhayyalu ilayhi annaha mal'a, it will appear to him as if Jannah is full. He will go, he will try to enter his Jannah. It will appear to him that Jannah is full. He will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This conversation will continue between this person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he continues in this manner, he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi innaha mal'a, that Jannah is full. According to one riwayat, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him his Jannah. According to another riwayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the second and third time will tell him that go and enter your Jannah. In both instances, the third instance when he comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him a Jannah, the size of which is the distance between the heavens and the earth. Ask anyone, what is the distance between the heavens or the sky and earth? They will tell you that this distance is infinite. It has no ending. It cannot be measured. It is immeasurable. But such a distance exists. It is beyond our comprehension how vast this distance is. But it does exist. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that this is your Jannah. This person will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَضْحَكُ بِي وَأَنْتَ الْمَلِكُ, that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the king of all kings. Are you joking with me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply that it is not befitting for me to joke in this manner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that not only this is your jannah, but 10 times this amount. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala said, they looked at the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was smiling. And what was the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. That this is the person who is going to have the smallest jannah. So indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind to us. That at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us this gift of iman. This yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, a person might find it difficult, especially in a time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ أَصَّابِرُ عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِرُ عَلَى الْجَمَرِ, that a time will come upon a person that for him to hold upon his deen, to hold onto his deen, will be the equivalent of holding onto hot coal. My dear brothers, especially when the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, that reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah does not come without a price. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, alif lam mim ahasiban nas ay yutraku wa yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. That do the people assume that on them just saying amanna, that we have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will be left alone, that they will not be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who were before us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the claim of iman to see whether they were true with regards to this, with regards to them saying that we have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How were those before us tested? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimul ghaib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to test us in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to know. But for us to not to come into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we had claimed to have iman. Why are we not getting the benefits of those who have iman? For it to become apparent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through various tests. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were tested. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلُوا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went through the difficulty, went through the hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed the question to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that do you assume, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلُوا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. That do you assume that you will enter Jannah whilst that which has afflicted those before you has not afflicted you as yet? Those trials and tribulations, those difficulties, that harm that affected the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam has not yet afflicted you. What did they go through? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. According to the Mufassirin, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum at that time were in the battle of Khandaq, where they were surrounded by the enemies. They were going through extreme hardship, extreme difficulty. It was not at a time of ease. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he shows that a stone is tied to his belly out of hunger. For to ease the pangs of hunger, he had a stone tied to his belly. Nabi Azmi salatu wasalam lifts up his shirt and he shows that he had two stones tied to his belly, indicating that his level of hunger was even more than severe than what that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going through at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for us to attain Jannah, for us to remain true with regards to the claim of iman, such difficulties, such hardships will afflict us, like it had afflicted those before us. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. That they went through such adversity, such hardship, and they were shaken to the very core until those who had, until the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time and the followers and his followers who were around him, the only resolution at that time was to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask, where is the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answer, ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. That the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close. But my dear brothers, again, the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with a clause. And the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lifted with a clause. The assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come to a nation when certain aspects are found within that nation. And it will not come until certain aspects are rectified within the nation. And the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with certain clauses. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ, that you assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you. In the hadith Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned that إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّةِ الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. There was a time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned that نُصِرْتُ بِالرُّعْبِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهْرِ, that I have been assisted with awe the distance of 1 kilometer or 1 month journey away. That such was the awe that was instilled within a reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that a person would be a distance of 1 month journey away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum at that time. But they will be in such awe of them that they will not attempt to do anything to them. So we as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we do not find this within us, then we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّةِ الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ, that hayba, that awe of deen, that respect of deen, that honor of deen, not only the honor of deen, but the honor of the shi'ar of deen, those things which are linked to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be removed if we as reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah do not have the respect of deen within us ourselves. And we respect the dunya more than we respect the deen. And how do we know that? How do we realize that the respect or the awe of dunya has entered our hearts more than the awe of deen? In the past 2 weeks, we find that there are many people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace those who have been through loss with a loss that is better than that. That we should not become despondent with regards to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem that when the disbelievers ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these bodies are going to become compost. It is going to rot into the ground. قَالَ مَنْ يُحِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Something as complex as the human body. Who is going to bring it up again? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. This complex human body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created it the first time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it up again. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُصَوِّيَ بَنَانَا, to the extent that even the fingertip will be perfect as it was before. This is something as complex as the human body. These empires that were lost overnight, do not become despondent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the capability of bringing, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave it to us in the first place. Whatever wealth, whether it was 5 rand, whether it was 10 rand, whether it was 1 million rand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, it was not our intelligence. It was not our doing. It was not our physical capabilities that brought it about. يَبُسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Sustenance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who distributed it the first time, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will distribute it again. But we should not attach our love to it. We should not attach utmost importance to it. Understand that when we heard that a person's factory got burnt down, how were we affected? But when it comes to ourselves, if we have missed our asr salah, how did that affect us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ فَاتَتْهُ صَلَاةُ الْعَصْرِ فَكَأَنَّمَا غُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. That a person who does not read his asr salah on time, that the time of asr salah has gone. فَكَأَنَّمَا غُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. It's not that he has just lost his wealth, he has lost his entire family at the same time.
Is the loss of an aspect of deen affecting us like the loss of material wealth affecting us? Salah upon salah is not read. The janazah of sunnah is coming out of our homes. Even in our ibadah, to a certain extent, we are breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is not affecting us like the loss of material wealth affects us. My dear brothers, if that is the case within us, إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّةِ الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ, then, my dear brothers, the awe of deen in the eyes of those who are deprived of it will be removed. And to invite them towards deen will be extremely difficult. وَإِذَا تَرَكَتِ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ حُرِمَتْ بَرَكَةَ الْوَحْيِ, and if we leave out commanding towards good and prohibiting from evil, then we will be deprived of the ability to act upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acting upon the Quran Kareem. If you do not continuously give da'wah, inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when something wrong is taking place in front of us, within our own homes, if it does not affect us to the extent that we cannot even think something wrong of it in our mind, then to act upon deen itself will become extremely difficult. And the third aspect, my dear brothers, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that it is extremely pertinent for us as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today. وَإِذَا تَسَابَتْ أُمَّتِي سَقَطَتْ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّهِ, when factions of the ummah are fighting with one another, when brother is fighting with brother, when one person is not talking to another person for years on end, when families are split, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my dear brothers, this is the means of the assistance of the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being lifted from this ummah. Every one of us should analyze our lives, that how much of animosity, how much of hatred we hold for our fellow Muslim brother or for our fellow human being. If we need the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to unite ourselves. We have to unite. We have to be there for one another. Rasulullah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, يا بنيا إن قدرت أن تمسي وتصبح وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل, that oh my beloved son, that if you have the capability of waking up in the morning and going to sleep in the evening without holding any animosity in your heart for your fellow Muslim brother, then do so. وَذَٰلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِي, and that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, that person who brings my sunnah alive, that is the person who loves me. And the person who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the person who will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. My dear brothers, The past two weeks have indeed been fearful. We have been through some terror. So people have been fearful for their lives, for their businesses. But do not become despondent. This test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is either a ni'mat or a azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How inna ashadda an-nasi bala'an al-anbiya thumma al-amsal thumma al-amsal. The people who went through the most amount of difficulties, the most amount of hardship, were the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. So it does not mean that automatically when a person goes through difficulty that this is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What dictates whether it's a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not is how a person reacts to it. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. These trials, these small azabs, these small punishments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be brought upon us. Why? Why? So that we may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we may turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That understand that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخُوفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us with regards to our wealth, with regards to our vegetation, with regards to our crops, with regards to health as well. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us through various tests. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give glad tidings to those people who are perseverant on deen. They are hold steadfast under the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that when a musibat afflicts them, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They understand that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is a reminder that we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The life of this world is temporary. The life of the hereafter is eternal. Place more importance on a'mal, on our deen. On actions of deen. So that we become like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They used to say, إِنَّمَا هِمَمُنَا الْآخِرَةِ. That our only worry and concern is the akhirat. So whatever material loss came upon them, they were ready to submit to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not become despondent. And they turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every small test is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to continuously turn towards Him. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. People say that let's we pack our bags. Let's we go to another country. Let's we flee from wherever we can. My dear brothers, those actions that brought upon the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us the first time, that baggage will come with us. As long as we do not rid ourselves of that baggage and we do not run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, the tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to come upon us. As long as we have waged war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by continuously consuming interest, as long as we are continuously in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as we are continuously the brothers of shaitan by being extravagant, as long as we are continuously breaking the laws of hijab, the laws of parda, as long as our daughters, our mothers, our sisters are parading themselves on all social media, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to test us in this manner. The only time we will be free from this, from kind of terror, is that when we run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Make tawbah from the life that we have been living. Lower our standards, our standard of living. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the azmat of deen, the appreciation of deen. Then we find, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put mercy in the hearts of those around us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us inner peace, inner tranquility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us with iman. And that is what matters most. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the true happiness, the true serenity, the true tranquility, the true wealth of the hereafter. And that is Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.